As the COVID-19 pandemic raged on, Faris Abdulmalik decided he had to find a different way to make money. He worked in healthcare, but was concerned about bringing COVID home to his family. So he decided to lean into one of his dreams, opening a Yemeni coffee shop called Finjan Cafe. His goal was to educate the world about Yemen's rich coffee history. WDET's Nargis Rahman shares Abdulmalik's story as part of Communities of Hope. The series features people from communities of color who've been looking for ways to persevere during the pandemic.
A window washer is using a squeegee to wipe away the soapy water on Finjan Cafe's glass windows. The front door opens and a customer comes inside as an Arabic Yemeni song plays over the speakers. Finjan Cafe is located in Garden City on Ford Road.
Faris Abdulmalik, and I'm the owner of Finjan Cafe.
Abdulmalik is a 34-year-old Yemeni man with a 5'11 frame. He smiles shyly. He stands behind the counter in a bright yellow t-shirt, khakis, and black sneakers. Abdulmalik was born in Yemen, later moving to the United States with his family. He attended Dearborn schools, then studied radiation therapy and health and nutrition at Wayne State. He worked at Starbucks during his college days. During a trip to Yemen in 2008, Abdulmalik was looking for a cup of dark roast coffee when he stumbled upon the age-old traditional ways of cultivating and brewing Yemeni coffee.
I saw the different kind of coffee that we didn't serve at Starbucks, so...
Yemen is known as the birthplace of commercial coffee, originating around 1500 AD. A couple of centuries later, coffee beans were being shipped from the port of Mocha to different parts of the world. Over the years, Abdulmalik brewed the idea of combining his love of coffee with a way to educate Metro Detroiters about Yemeni culture. Then COVID hit in 2020. At the time, he was working as a pediatric cardiology assistant at local hospitals.
You're just scared to spread it to your family. Going home and spreading it. So that was the most scary part, just seeing one of your loved ones getting it because of you.
Abdulmalik realized he no longer wanted to work in healthcare clinics or hospitals. Instead, he thought of safer ways to make income, like opening up his dream coffee shop. He took a leap of faith and opened Finjan Cafe in October 2021 while working part-time at his day job.
I was inspired to mix the two cultures. We're importing coffee from Yemen. We're helping the farmers and we're having other cultures try the Yemeni coffee.
He's referring to helping farmers who are living through a civil war and famine. Abdulmalik says opening the cafe wasn't easy during COVID.
Couldn't find workers. That was mostly it. And it was just challenging for also me running it, going back home. Or going home and have the family get COVID or anything. So it was hard.
Eventually, he staffed the cafe and quit his healthcare jobs. The name of the cafe comes from the Arabic word finjan, or a small handleless coffee cup.
I remembered my dad yelling at me, saying, go get me my finjan kawa. I was like, huh, why not put a finjan? It means cup of coffee, so why not use it?
The name stuck. Malak Dora of Dearborn Heights recently discovered the cafe with a friend.
So we came here and first impression was the decor is amazing. Very, very homey feeling, and the staff was just absolutely amazing. They were so sweet, they were so kind.
Dora tells Abdulmalik she needs a strong brew to keep her awake. It's something other customers do too, describing what they are looking for, whether in caffeine or flavor.
So far, my favorite is the chai latte. It's amazing. But he made this concoction. I don't know specifically what it's called. I think it's Adani tea with a couple shots of espresso. So I tasted it so far, and I can tell that there's a lot of espresso in it. So it's good.
Abdulmalik mostly imports coffee from the port of Mocha. Recently, he purchased land in Yemen and hired a family to plant 4,000 coffee trees. The plants grow in mountainous valleys, spiraling downward to stagger the rainwater. Plants take about 4 years to grow and bear fruit twice a year once they start producing bright red cherries. Afterwards, the coffee cherries are picked by hand, sorted, and peeled. Then they are sun-dried before being shipped in containers to the U.S. Najwa Ali is a public school administrator and the president of the nonprofit Promise Relief Organization, dedicated to helping women and orphans in Yemen. She says the group held its first pop-up fundraiser at Finjan Cafe in April.
You know, the cafes are definitely bringing people together. I think they're helping with networking too. Like, I've met so many new people, you know, just going to the cafes, and it's just a great thing to be, you know, to have in the community and teaching a little bit about our culture, right?
Ali says Yemeni coffee shops are bridging the gap between the public and the Yemeni community, which is often misunderstood or misrepresented.
Because coffee is this common thing that makes everyone happy, right? And so I think that it's wonderful. I think it's amazing that they're popping up everywhere and that the recognition is that of a positive nature.
Ali says the cafes present a unique opportunity to preserve Yemeni culture and heritage through education and investment. Inside the cafe, Abdul Malik boils water on a pot on a burner. He adds loose tea, spices, and milk. And then he watches and waits, keeping a close eye on the concoction so it doesn't boil over. He says opening Finjan gave him the opportunity to pursue a legacy.
Oh, you just kind of just keep on working and push forward. It's, you know, you're doing it for yourself and you see a result, so you're always happy. Every time you're tired and you say you work too much, you see the other end, your success and what you're building for the future, for your family.
For Faris Abdul Malik, opening a Yemeni cafe is more than just serving coffee and sweets. It's about preserving culture and community. He's found a way to introduce Yemeni heritage to Americans through their love of coffee. Abdul Malik says opening Finjan Cafe is the best of both worlds, providing for his family while doing something he loves and helping rebuild his childhood homeland in Yemen. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.